A near record number of school budgets were approved around the state in Tuesday's voting. Many are attributing the relative lack of controversy to the three-year-old property tax cap that limits tax levy increases and to an increase in state aid. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
99.7% of school budgets that stayed within the state's property tax cap were approved in this week's vote. That's according to the New York State School Boards Association. The school board's Dave Albert says the tax cap enacted by the governor and legislature, which took effect 3 years ago, has played a role, but he says it's not the only factor.
We've actually seen in more recent years higher passage rates, and that trend actually even preceded the cap in 2012. We saw, I think, the year before the cap was put in place, very low tax levy increase and a very high percentage rate of passing. So there certainly seems to be a connection between low taxes and high passage rates.
Only 18 of the state's over 700 school districts proposed budgets that exceeded the 2% per year tax cap. Those spending plans under the law require that a supermajority of 60% or more of the voters approve the budget. Just over half of those measures passed. E.J. McMahon is with the think tank the Empire Center and a proponent of the tax cap. He says the cap plus penalties and restrictions for school districts who try to break it has led to fewer controversies over school spending plans.
They're coming up with very low proposed tax increases, and I do think that the votes reflect that.
Despite the less contentious process, Albert says school boards still don't like the property tax cap.
School board members are elected by their communities to basically make decisions about educational programming and property taxes.
Albert says school boards believe that if state government lives up to its responsibilities to provide enough aid, the cap isn't really needed. He says this year, with a $1.3 billion increase in school aid, districts were able to restore programs cut during the recession years.
We saw school districts adding music and art programs, adding pre-kindergarten classes, going to full-day kindergarten. In many cases, these were restorations of programs that had been lost in the recession. But this year, it was a unique year in that districts were able to accomplish all those things, restore programs while still keeping tax levies low. And that's largely a function of the state aid increase that they got from the legislature this year.
The smaller number of controversial budget proposals in recent years has led to a further dip in voter turnout. Normally, just 10% to 15% of all registered voters cast a ballot on school budgets. Board members predict that number will be 20% lower this year when the final tallies are calculated. Now that the school budgets are mostly resolved, school boards, as well as teachers and state lawmakers, are pushing to overturn a provision in the state's recently enacted budget that requires new teacher evaluations to be in place by the fall. Albert says that's an unworkable deadline.
We don't want to repeat the sins of the past as we did a few years ago when we rushed to negotiate agreements.
The state assembly voted to extend the deadline for another year until the fall of 2016 and to de-link some school aid increases to completion of the new performance reviews. Assemblyman Ken Zabrowski, a Democrat from the Hudson Valley, voted yes in a near unanimous vote, saying it's important to correct what many in the assembly believe are mistakes in the less than two-month-old law.
The fight is not over. We will continue as a legislature post-budget to do what we do, which is legislate and propose bills in a way that takes into consideration the thoughts and the concerns of parents and teachers.
The new state Senate leader has said he also wants to make changes to the latest teacher evaluation program, but has not yet signed on to a specific bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.